First, alcohol is a big part of Wisconsin's culture, from the state's early history in the beer brewing industry to its lonely claim to being the only state that doesn't make a first OWI offense a crime. All this week and next week, WPR is taking a closer look at the state's relationship with alcohol in a new series called High Tolerance. Noah Ovshinsky is WPR's news director and the executive producer of that series. Noah, welcome back to the show.
It's good to be here, Rob. Thanks.
This is a big topic, as I see from the range of features you all are doing. What led you to want to explore this complicated relationship with alcohol?
Yeah, Rob, you know, in journalism, we're always interested in outliers. You know, there are a lot of stories usually to be told when we talk about outliers. And Wisconsin is an outlier in many, many ways when it comes to alcohol. And we felt like this was an opportunity for us to add to the body of reporting that already exists out there about alcohol and tell what we think is a very nuanced, fair story over the course of the next 2 weeks about the role, good and bad, that alcohol plays in the state.
Talk about a few ways that you see Wisconsin being, and not just you, that Wisconsin is an outlier when it comes to alcohol.
Well, I mean, you just mentioned a big one and a quite controversial one, which is Wisconsin is the only state where first-time OWI or first-time drunk driving is not a criminal offense. In the eyes of the courts, it's basically a traffic ticket. I mean, that's pretty unusual. It makes Wisconsin very unique. If you look at national data, we also drink more than most any other state. We also have more bars than many other states. And if you talk to people who move here from out of state, it's common for people to say, gosh, you know, Wisconsin is unique when it comes to its alcohol culture and the role that it plays not only in our economy, but in daily life.
So give us an idea of at least some of the kinds of stories we're going to hear over the next couple of weeks about Wisconsin and alcohol.
Right. So we'll be talking a lot about the role that alcohol plays at the state capitol, how the alcohol gets to the manufacturer, to our doorstep, and how that journey is influenced by the politics of the state capitol. We'll be discussing how alcohol socially is such a big deal in Wisconsin, how it is an economic development driver in many parts of Wisconsin, especially rural areas that have seen a renaissance because of microbreweries and wineries and businesses like that popping up in areas that need those kinds of businesses.
And it isn't all the bad stuff about alcohol. It isn't all the damage. You're not shying away from that either.
Right,
and that's part of the complicated side of things. One of the things is a tap handle manufacturers here in the state.
Yeah. I mean, there are people whose job it is to make tap handles. I mean, they're artists. They own as much of this story as anybody else does. It's very nuanced and it's not black and white. We don't shy away from, you know, the devastating loss that can come from alcohol in the state. But at the same time, we balance that against the role that it plays in our celebrations, the role that it plays in our economy. But it is for sure a very complicated story.
We're talking to Noah Ovshinsky, WPR news director, executive producer of the new news series on the state's relationship with alcohol. It's called High Tolerance. And I want to take a listen now to the first story in that series. Wisconsin Public Radio's Laurel White starts us off looking at why drinking plays an outsized role in many people's image of the state.
The sun is just starting to come up on Sunday morning. It's just before 6 a.m., about 40 degrees, and people are swaddled in sleeping bags in a brewery parking lot. Greg Francik is awake, sitting in a lawn chair.
But yeah, right now I think pretty much mostly everyone's sleeping. There's still a few people up that, like, you know, just up all night.
You can see air mattresses poking out of a few tents people have brought. Some people have also brought grills to the parking lot and are starting to make breakfast. Nick Courtney is one of them.
It's a thing to do. You show up, you have some fun, you drink some beers, you grill some meat.
The vibe is like camping meets music festival meets doorbuster line on Black Friday. So why are these people here?
You get something beer related at the end.
There's a huge beer selection.
Good beer.
Being able to try different beers.
To share beers.
Really good beers.
Beer.
All the people in this line are here for just one thing. They're all waiting in line to buy tickets to a craft beer festival called Great Taste of the Midwest. The tickets go on sale in 6 hours. This is Wisconsin, and people are passionate about their beer. In fact, eating and drinking outside is Wisconsinites' second favorite recreational outdoor activity. A survey out this month from the State Department of Natural Resources ranked it just behind walking and running. Julia Sherman is the coordinator of the Alcohol Policy Project at the UW-Madison. She says alcohol is associated with things like summertime, sports, and college campuses just about everywhere. But she says Wisconsin is different.
I think that a lot of it comes from the fact that it's not specific occasions, it's almost every occasion.
The Wisconsin Alcohol Policy Project estimates, based on federal statistics, the average Wisconsinite has 634 drinks each year. That's nearly 150 more than the national average. Jim Drager was a historic preservation officer for the state and is the author of Bottoms Up, a book that explores the history of bars and brewing in Wisconsin. He says there's a cultural consensus that Wisconsin is a place that imbibes freely and frequently.
People are told to think of Wisconsin that way because people constantly talk about it that way.
Drager says media plays a big part in perpetuating the stereotype of Wisconsin as a boozy state. That includes comedians like Lewis Black.
I love Wisconsin. I love coming here. I perform here a lot because I've discovered that you people apparently have some sort of federal grant for drinking.
Drager says Wisconsinites play into this sort of message.
People are more outwardly social about alcohol in Wisconsin than they are in other places.
Drager says examples of that include things like craft beer festivals or just drinking at bars. He says Wisconsin has, historically and today, more bars than the vast majority of other states. Julia Sherman agrees availability of alcohol plays a big role in shaping Wisconsin's identity.
We're, to my knowledge, the only state where you can have an alcohol, a beer, wine, and distilled spirits tasting at a gas station.
Sometimes Wisconsinites poke fun at their own image as social drinkers. Sherman calls it a perverse pride.
But attitudes can change, and attitudes are going to have to change here in Wisconsin.
Sherman says the cultural association Wisconsinites sometimes embrace has a dark side and a high cost. Healthcare costs, law enforcement costs, and human costs when lives are lost. She says to avoid racking up more of those costs, Wisconsin communities need to embrace other parts of the state's identity. So she issues this gentle reminder, Wisconsin has a lot more to offer than just a cold beer. Laurel White, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Noah, Laurel was talking about some of those costs, and that is part of what the rest of the series is going to be covering over the next couple of weeks. Can you talk about some of the features that will be focused in on those costs?
Yeah, so we'll be digging in more into the cost that alcohol has on families and the issue of kids being taken away from families because of a chemical dependency with alcohol. We'll be talking about the availability of treatment or the lack thereof in vast stretches of the state that don't have the treatment facilities that, say, Madison or Milwaukee might. What options are available to them? What is the cost with the health care costs associated with it? What is the cost in human life, as Laurel indicated in her story with that interview? We'll be talking about the devastation, the emotional devastation that can come about from, a drunk driving incident.
And I'm looking forward to not just this series, Noah, but after. I mean, you all in the news department are going to have this huge institutional body of knowledge for our future coverage of alcohol-related issues in the state.
Absolutely. We've been working on this series for months. In fact, the idea was first hatched, I guess, last December or so. So we've been working on it quite a while. A lot of great reporting has gone into it. And I would just encourage people to tune in for the next 2 weeks, listen to these stories, go to the website, read these stories. Of course, some of the best stuff, landed on the cutting room floor. And so we for the radio, we had to fit all of these things in about 3.5 minutes. So we encourage people to visit the website and look at the entire project, not just what happens on the radio, but also these stories that we have online, as well as some graphics and photos.
Right. One of those graphics that struck me, and a simpler version of this went viral a while back, was comparing taverns against grocery stores or liquor stores against grocery stores. I can't remember, but whichever it was, Wisconsin being the only state with more of the alcohol establishments than grocery stores, the only one in the country.
Like we say in journalism, outliers usually make good stories. And in this case, the state certainly is.
Okay, give us a preview of the next few features that are going to be coming up early in the week. And
yeah,
this is going to be, you'll hear these, by the way, here on the Ideas Network on the morning show and here on Central Time throughout the next couple of weeks.
WPR.org/alcohol would be the website home. So for the next few days, we'll be talking about Sean Johnson has been looking deeply at sort of how we got here politically, how how our current system of alcohol manufacture and distribution coming out of Prohibition, how it was formed, and how it's changed over the years, and how very complicated it is. So complicated, in fact, that there are very few people in the state that actually understand it in its totality. So Sean Johnson will be digging into that.
All right. Noah, thanks so much for joining us today. We'll look forward to the series.
Thanks for having me, Rob. Appreciate it.
That's WPR News Director Noah Ovshinsky with us today to talk about WPR's series kicking off today. It takes a closer look at Wisconsin's complicated relationship with alcohol. As you heard, we'll be bringing you stories and interviews on different aspects of the issue on The Morning Show and Central Time this week and next week. And you can find more, as Noah was saying, online at WPR.org/alcohol.